Blog Talk Radio.
God, we magnify you tonight. Turn around, tell two big people, I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take it to the new year. Anything that you want to leave behind, tell somebody, I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight.
All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. He in his presence daily live. I give you my heart, body and soul. Holy Spirit, take control. You take my hands, here are my feet. Lord, you can take control of me.
We got to give everything up to God. Glory to God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. And tonight, I have our speaker that comes on every fourth Friday Elder Melvin Peoples Jr. Glory to God. Elder, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. God bless you, sisters. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I am blessed. And how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored, the Lord. Thank God for health, strength, and sound mind.
You have a little echo on your phone.
Oh. Let's see what we can do here. Is that better?
That since say something.
Praise the Lord.
No, it's still a little echo. It's not me, is it? Glory to God.
How's that?
Say something again, Elder.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, that's better. It's still weird, but you don't hear you talking two times. Glory to God. Glory to God. I now utilize you, man of God.
God bless you, sister. Once again, I do want to thank and praise the Lord for this opportunity in the Word. Let's see if we can fix that.
Is that a better feed, Sister Anna?
Hello?
Yes. Is that a better feed?
Yes, it is.
Are we any better now?
Yes, we're much better. You're clear.
Great. As I said, I want to thank and praise God for his mercies, his goodness, and his grace. And I'm thanking him for this wonderful opportunity to share in the word of the Lord. As always, it is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed because his compassions fail not. And they're renewed each morning, and great is thy faithfulness. We want to utilize the time that God has blessed us to share in the word. So I think without any delays, at this time we will get into the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, man of God. Praise the Lord, man of God. Excuse me. I'm going to put on some music for a minute, and I'm going to
turn around and tell 2-3 people, I surrender. I surrender to him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take it to the new year. Anything that you want to leave behind, tell somebody I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight. It says this.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. I give you my heart, body and soul. Holy Spirit, take control. You take my hands, here are my feet. Lord, you can take control of me.
God, we're back, and we're going to get into the word of the Lord. We're getting a little opposition from the enemy. That we understand that because he's doing his job, and we've got a job to do as well. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we're going to be looking at Romans chapter number 8, verses 38 and 39. Romans chapter number 38. Romans chapter 8 and verses 38 and 39. And the writer of these passages are the Apostle Paul. And Paul says in verse 38, he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And from those passages, some of you may already have the title we're going to use tonight, The Challenges of Spiritual Amnesia. And it's a question. Do you know who you are? Do you know where you come from? And do you know what you have? Now, these particular passages of Scripture, though recorded in the Word of God, and we esteem to be Holy Scripture,
God, we magnify you tonight. Turn around, tell two big people, I surrender. I surrender to Him. I surrender. This is your night. Don't take into the new year anything that you want to leave behind. Tell somebody, I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving it behind tonight. It says this.
All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him, I freely give. Body and soul, Holy Spirit, take control. You take my hands, here are my feet. Lord, you can take control of me.
Oh, we thanking and praising God tonight, amen, because God is good.
Yes, He is.
And we're going to continue on. We're talking about tonight the challenges of spiritual amnesia. Do you know who you are? Do you know where you come from? And do you know what you have? And we read the passages of Scripture concerning St. Paul in Romans chapter 8, so we won't bother with that again. But when you talk about amnesia, amnesia is actually to have a partial or a total loss of memory. And oftentimes, as teachers of the gospel or the word of God, we use the natural examples of the world to teach spiritual truth, because those are the things that we can relate to. And Jesus, of course, was a master teacher, and He used these similar examples. But when we talk about amnesia, probably all of us at some point have witnessed it, maybe through some type of dramatization or on television or at the theater. And perhaps some of us have actually witnessed it or experienced it in real life circumstances where someone suffers a bout of amnesia. Perhaps they received a blow to the head or a car accident or something, or there was some type of medical condition. And usually when a person has amnesia, one of the first interventions is generally to ask the individual, who are you? Someone would ask them their name or some type of personal question to try to find out if they really know who they are, amen. Or they may ask them, where do you come from? In other words, where were you born? What street address do you currently live on? Or they would say, what do you have? Someone would say, well, I have a certain type of car, or I have a certain type of home. And from a natural perspective, amnesia is a medical condition or phenomenon that's characterized by loss of memory. And the sources of amnesia, from a historical standpoint, I actually split into two categories. You see, memory, and we do a little biology here, I guess, memory is kept in the various elements of the limbic system within the brain, so that any of the problems which disrupt the function of the limbic system can lead to amnesia. And the things that trigger amnesia, most of the time, they are psychological in nature. You can be going through so much, you can be experiencing so much stress, amen, that it will affect the limbic system of the brain and cause you to lose memory. Amen. Sometimes there's a post-traumatic emotional stress, you know. And it's amazing how God has wondrously made us, because there are times when we forget things and we can't recall our memories
And in some ways, it's a productive thing because God will allow us to heal emotionally or mentally and get back on our feet, and then we can deal with the problems that we're dealing with. So in some cases, it actually could be a defense mechanism. But in some ways, this condition is usually duplicated in our spiritual walk with God. You see, the enemy desires through trial and tribulation and persecution to separate us from the psychological connection of our spiritual legacy. Praise the Lord. There are times when God seems distant, and sometimes he seems like he's unmoved by our suffering. And it's during these seasons, brothers and sisters, that we must have a strong sense of our spiritual legacy, and we must have an unwavering conviction of who we are. It's important because, you see, the principal attributes of amnesia are generally divided into a defective ability to learn about completely new information and facts. Sometimes when you're going through such great trial and emotion and experiencing an onslaught and an attack of the enemy, there's a tendency on occasion to be a spiritual blockage of us receiving from the Holy Spirit of God. And God is trying to give us information, valuable information by his Spirit to encourage us and strengthen us. But when we have spiritual amnesia, the ability to receive from the Spirit of God becomes defective, and it hinders us from completely receiving new information from God. Amen. Sometimes we are so burdened in trial that we are unable to see the goodness and the blessings of God because of the psychological impact of the experience. Amen. So the defective ability is really an inability to recollect the previous things that God has done. Amen. And causes us to be unable to receive, because of the spiritual amnesia, the things that God is trying to give us to build us up while we're in trial. You see, it's not uncommon that during great trial and tribulation, we are often unable to draw from past victories. And there are often, many times, things that we can draw from our past to encourage us. It's like someone once said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. We have to be able to reach back in times of great trial and tribulation and be able to draw from the things that God has already done and be able to embrace in our spirit that God is faithful in spite of our circumstance. Amen. You see, spiritual amnesia often acts as a barrier to impede the free flow of the Spirit of God. It can be an isolated episode, or it could be chronic. I believe that most of us who have entered into a covenant relationship with God, we won't argue with the notion that it is a daily struggle to stay elevated above the circumstances, the challenges, and the conspiracy of our adversary, the devil. Praise the Lord. And it's a challenge, it's a struggle, because what it is that we operate in a dual dimension, in two dimensions. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. Our battle comprises two dimensions. That's why St. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Although we are flesh and blood, our struggles transcend the spiritual world of sight, sound, taste, smell, and hearing. Praise the Lord. In this lesson, we're asking the question, praise the Lord, do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you come from? Who are you? Although I present this message from the vantage point, amen, that it's important to know who we are, I'm not saying that knowing what you have and knowing where you come from are necessarily equal. Praise the Lord. But I think it's more important that we understand who we are. Praise the Lord. And we must realize that we are children of the Most High God. There are times when the enemy attempts to confuse us in our mind and in our thinking, and confuse us in our perspective, and confuse us, amen, concerning God's goodness and his mercy, amen, and God's ways of doing things. The scripture says his ways are past finding out. Many times we are baffled and dumbfounded because God does not operate according to a predictable way of doing things. Amen. There's theology out there today that's teaching that we can command God, we can instruct God, but we are the servants of the Most High God. He has called us with a purpose. Amen. And we must not be deceived. Amen. We must not be deluded. Amen. By the powers of darkness. Amen. We must always, under every circumstance, know who we are. Amen. In the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter number 17. If you have it, you can turn to it. Verses 28 through 47. David comes out to confront the issues concerning Goliath, who has come into the midst of the camp of God's people and is acting as a terrorist in their midst. And David, he comes out and he's inquiring concerning what's taking place. And in the midst of these people, the giant Goliath is on the scene. And yet these special men of God, men who were called out of darkness into a covenant relationship with him, men who have a very special and unique status in the earth, they had forgot who they were. And because of this, they cowered in fear. Amen. God has not given us a spirit of fear, brothers and sisters, but he's given us power and love and a sound mind. And no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Because we serve the true and the living God. David comes out and he inquires and he wants to know what's going on. He gets to the point of the matter. He says that the words which David spoke in verse number 31, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," speaking concerning Goliath. He said, "For your servant will go and will fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are nothing but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." Goliath is called a champion. Amen. In the Hebrew words, a champion is an Amon. It is one who is a go-between as a warrior who will fight in a single act of combat, or he will stand against an entire army. Goliath was a man of war. But notice what David says. David says to Saul, he says, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep." Hallelujah. "And when a lion or a bear came and took the lamb out of the flock," he says, "I went out after him and I struck it. I delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it rose against me, I caught it by the beard and I struck it and I killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them." Hallelujah. You see, because David said he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." You see, David was able to recall his past conquests and victories. Amen. He was not in a place whereby he could not recollect who he was. He knew who he was. He knew he was a child of the king. Amen. He was not hindered, amen, by spiritual amnesia, as so many brothers and sisters are. Amen. When Satan corners you and puts you in a corner, amen, don't allow him to intimidate you. You have to recognize that you serve the true and the living God. You serve Jesus Christ, amen, the God of all flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. And so David recognized, amen, that this was an opportunity, amen, not to put himself on display, but to put God on display. Hallelujah. And Saul made an attempt to give David his armor. He put on a bronze helmet. He clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk. And he said he couldn't because he had not tested them. David said to Saul, I can't walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Amen. You see, it's important, brothers and sisters, that we operate according to the gifts that God give us. Praise the Lord. David wasn't trying to conquer and win the battle with the weapons that Saul had. He was skilled in his own right. So many times we covet one another's gifts and one another's abilities and one another's God-given skills. But we can be conquerors, amen, using the gifts that God gave us. Hallelujah. David reached down and found five smooth stones. I heard someone say many years ago that them five stones represent the name of Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Amen. You may theologically argue that point, but I can accept that. Praise the Lord. And he put them in the shepherd's bag. And he went out to the Philistine. And when David came to the Philistine looked at David and he said, he's just a youth. He's ruddy. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you should come out to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to him, you come to me with a sword. You come to me with a spear. You come to me with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. You see, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. David said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and I will take your head from you. And this day will I give your carcass to the camp of the Philistines, to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Brothers and sisters, does the earth know that there's a God in your life? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you come from? Hallelujah. The enemy tries to intimidate us. He desires to sift us like wheat. He desires to buffalo us. The Bible says he goes about as a roaring lion. Far too often we are intimidated because of our spiritual amnesia. We forget who we are. We forget that we were born from above. We forget that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And he said to him, the Lord I serve won't save with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord. And he will give you into our hands. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds and casting down arguments. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And you can be sure, brothers and sisters, if you don't know who you are, the devil knows who you are. There was an occasion in Acts chapter number 19. God was using the Apostle Paul in a mighty way. The scriptures talked about how he was doing some unusual miracles at the hands of Paul, to the point where God was allowing him to put handkerchiefs and aprons from his body on the sick. and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Sometimes diseases is nothing more than the possession of evil spirits. We're not sick just because of a physiological imbalance at all times. Sometimes we are sick because the enemy is attacking us. Hallelujah. So what happened was, there was an occasion where there was some itinerant Jewish exorcists, and they kind of took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits. If we are not filled with the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, we can't use that name with authority. We have a name. We have a name, not the world. We have a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. We have a name. It is a very dangerous spiritual practice for those who have not been born again to attempt to call the name of Jesus over some type of malady. I know it's a common practice. People in the world saying Jesus this and Jesus that. But if they happen to encounter an evil spirit, the spirit not recognizing the power of God in them, the story says these itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits. And they said, "We exorcise you by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. They had no relationship with him. And that demon spirit said to them, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" The enemy is saying to you, brothers and sisters, do you know who you are? You say, "I know you, but do you know who you are?" Jesus I know, Paul I know. Because Jesus was authority. And notice the very subtlety of that statement. He didn't say, "Jesus I knew," because Jesus is alive. He's alive and he's living. He says, "Paul I know, but who are you?" And then the man in whom the evil spirit was. The man in whom the evil spirit was. Leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the Jews and the Greeks everywhere. These passages, brothers and sisters, suggest several important points. Number one, that demons recognize those who operate in the power of God. And as I said, Jesus is not dead. And also, the demon wasn't asking for more information when he said, "Who are you?" It was almost like a mockery. He was wanting to know, "Why do you think that you can oppose me without power?" Hallelujah. So brothers and sisters, do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? We have. Counterintelligence, brothers and sisters. We have intelligence in the spiritual dimension through a word of knowledge, a gift of discernment, through dreams and visions, and any one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. We have the ability to uncover the plots of the wicked. There was an occasion when Elijah was he found out that the Syrians were making war against Israel. And he consulted his servants, saying, they said, "My camp will be in such and such a place," the Syrians said. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down." And Elijah was warning the Israelite generals as to the plots of the Syrians. And the king of Assyria was Syria was troubled. And he called his servants and he wanted to know who in this camp is for the king of Israel. Who is uncovering our plots? And one of his servants let him know, none, Lord. It's Elijah, the prophet, the one who's in Israel. He's telling the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. He said, go and find out where he is and send for him and get him. And it was told him that Elijah was hanging out in Dothan. And so they rounded up armies. And they sent horses and chariots and a great army to surround the city. And when the servant of the man of God got up, he went out and there was an army surrounding the city, horses and chariots everywhere. And the servant said, oh, master, alas, that is an exclamation of sorrow. He said, what are we going to do? Elijah answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Do you know what you have, brothers and sisters? Do you know what you have? Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And Elijah prayed a prayer and said, Lord, open this young man's eyes that he can see. And he opened his eyes up, and the young man saw on the mountain it was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Those horses and chariots are the ancient machinery of war. It was letting that servant know that God's world, the invisible world of the spirits, is more real than the world that we live in the physical world. Our physical world is a social construct. We have constructed our social world, but the spiritual world, where the host of God's angels and the powers that we have for us, we don't have to walk in fear. Hallelujah. Because fear hath torment. Hallelujah. We can walk with confidence because we know what we have. Hallelujah. God used Elijah, and Elijah prayed a prayer. He didn't ask God to destroy him. He said, Lord, just strike these people with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the words of the prophet Elijah. The angel of the Lord encamps around about those who fear and reverence him, and he delivers them. We have, what do we have? What do we have, brothers and sisters? And I ask the question, do you know what you have? We have a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, everything should bow. We should remember that we can let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Who was being in the form of God, he didn't consider robbery to be equal with God. And because of that, he humbled himself. And God highly exalted him and gave him a name. Hallelujah. And that name is for us. That name is ours. Sometimes you don't have the time or the grace or the energy to say a formalized prayer. Sometimes you don't have time to bow your knees and say, oh, gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, you that sit high and look low. You know how some of our prayers are. Sometimes you can only say, Jesus. And because we have that name, never let the enemy take that name out your mouth. Never let the enemy rob you of the willingness to use that name. Many people have been delivered because they were willing to use that name. It is a name that is above every name. It is a name that is superior in every domain in the universe. Praise the Lord. What do we have? We have a name. It's a name that is above every name. It's a name that's above lung cancer. It's a name that's above type 2 diabetes. It's a name that's above muscular dystrophy. It's a name that's above poverty. It's a name that's above sexism. A name that's above racism. A name that's above classism. And any other thing that can hold us up, it is a name that opens doors. It's a name that makes ways. It's a name that puts the enemy in his place. That name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We must know what we have. We must know what we have, brothers and sisters. We must know who we are. We must know what we have. Sometimes we don't. We operate as though we have no knowledge. We have no cognizance of what God has given us. And the enemy wants to keep us in bondage because we don't understand or grasp the concept of what we have. We have everything, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to sit here and make promises that you're not going to be tried. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that some of you are not going to have experience of poor and sickness in your body. I'm not going to lie to you like that, but I do tell you this. God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. No matter what your circumstances is, his grace is sufficient. If he's not delivering you right now from your condition, he has got you in a condition for a reason. If he's not opening the door for you right now, hang around. Maybe the door will open for you later. But God is able to do it. Hallelujah. So you must know who you are. You can't let spiritual amnesia rob you from your legacy, rob you of your inheritance among those that are sanctified. You cannot allow it to rob you of having joy in the midst of your trial because you have no vision concerning God's purpose in your life. Hallelujah. Do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you come from? Hallelujah. Because of spiritual amnesia, many brothers and sisters don't. The lack of a deep-rooted sense of where we come from is part of the problem and the challenge of believers today. There seems to be no sense of otherworldliness. You know, we're so caught up with what's happening in the world and so caught up with trying to make our way in the world and so caught up with our own mission and our own purpose and our own desire and our own will. God help us. We have to be otherworldly minded, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We have to entertain heaven. And when you get to heaven, brothers and sisters, heaven ought not to be the strangest place in the world. It ought not be the strangest place in the world. New Jerusalem ought not be the strangest place in the world. Because if you walk with God and you've been through trial and tribulation, you have been to heaven and back many, many times because God has given you the deliverance through the experience. Hallelujah. Where do we come from? Hallelujah. We need another world in this attitude, otherworld attitude concerning our consciousness of the resources in the spiritual dimension. Because our energies and our focus and our hope are locked into this world. Hallelujah. It makes me think about the children of Israel after they had been taken captive into Babylon. In Psalm 137, they were captives down by the rivers of Babylon. Now, Babylon means confusion. Hallelujah. It simply means confusion. And there's a lot of confusion in the body of Christ today. Hallelujah. God knows how to snap us out of spiritual amnesia, brothers and sisters. But there's a lot of confusion. Hallelujah. The children of Israel were taken in the Babylonian captivity. And the psalm says, they sat down, amen, by the rivers of Babylon. And it says they wept. when they remembered Zion. How many of us are remembering our spiritual Zion? That place, hallelujah, where we came from. That place that made us to know who we are. And I'm not talking about a geographical place. I'm talking about a spiritual place. Hallelujah. Many of us have been taken captive, amen, by the rudiments of this world and the things of this world and not after Christ. Because we don't know where we come from. These brothers and sisters down by the rivers of Babylon, they got separated from their spiritual legacy. They allowed their disobedience and they allowed their unwillingness to receive the manna from God, and they complained. And with many, God was not pleased. And what happens is when you get separated from knowing who you are and what you have and where you come from, the scripture says they hung their harps upon the willow. That means that praise was removed from their mouth. The harp was an instrument of joy and praise. And that's what happens when the devil separates us from our spiritual legacy and causes us to have spiritual amnesia. He takes the praise out of our mouth. It puts complaints in our hearts. Because we've gotten separated from who we are and what we have and where we come from. And the devil mocks us. He laughs at us. He points his finger. For it goes on to say, for there were those who carried us away captive. And he mocked them. They said, sing us one of those songs of Zion. But they had lost the conviction. They had gotten separated from who they really were. And the enemy wants to take away from us who we are. He wants to bring spiritual amnesia down on us. And many of us, we already suffer from spiritual amnesia. We don't know who we are. When we're crying, sometimes we should be rejoicing. And sometimes when we're rejoicing, we should be crying. Hallelujah. And they said to them, sing us one of them songs of Zion. And look at the response. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign or strange land? Hallelujah. They mocked them. They mocked them. Sing us one of those songs of Zion. The enemy is saying to many of us, because he knows you have spiritual amnesia. He knows you don't know where you come from. He knows you don't know what you have. He knows, praise the Lord, that you don't know who you are. And he mocks us. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, if we were raised with Christ, we ought to seek those things which are above. But Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died. And your life is hid with Christ in God. God got you stored away. The real you is stored away in a spiritually divine safe deposit box. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. The enemy knows he cannot destroy you. Jesus said, destroy this body. Go ahead, destroy it. But in 3 days, I'll get it up. And even if by chance the skin worm destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, because I know him in whom I have believed. I know who I am. I know where I come from. I know what I have. Brothers and sisters, we should know that.
This is
yes. We should know who we are. much of our agony, frustration, and disappointment is the result of us not recognizing that we are born from above. That is part of the problem. Heavenly priorities are much different, brothers and sisters, than earthly ones. That truth is the foundation upon which every Christian martyr must rest his hope. When Stephen was accused and brought forward to be stoned to death, Stephen was a man that was full of the faith and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Praise the Lord. And they sought to find fault with him. He was a man that did great wonders among the people. But somebody accused him. They said he was speaking blasphemous words against the holy place and against the law and talking against Moses. And they said, and they accused him falsely, and they said, they heard him say that Jesus was one day going to destroy the place and change the customs which Moses had delivered to them. But God gave them a sign as to who this man was. Everybody that sat in that council looked at Stephen and they saw his face shine as an angel. But they hated him. And they sought to kill him. They stoned Stephen to death. Stephen didn't cry out, "Lord, deliver me." Stephen didn't cry out in pain or agony. Stephen knew who he was. He knew what he had. He knew where he came from. He said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice and let them know that he had power. He said, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And when he had said that, his work was done. He fell asleep, the Bible says. Stephen was a man that knew where he came from. He understood that he was born from above. Brothers and sisters, I ask the question tonight. I ask myself, and I ask you, do you know who you are? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you come from? These are the challenges of spiritual amnesia. The enemy wants to separate you from those three realities. You can maintain your spiritual dignity in spite of trouble, in spite of trial, but you must know these things. You're not a child of God because you have more money than somebody else, or because you live in a fine house and drive a nice car. That's not the thing that distinguishes us. I know there are a lot of people out there teaching that we are, because we are considered to be an excellent people, we ought to exemplify the world's wealth and health and prosperity. But there are times when that's not the case. It doesn't make any difference if I have to ask for a meal. I still know who I am. If I'm sick in my body, I still know what I have. I still know that great is he that is in me. And no matter where I go, I know where I come from. I am born from above. I remember the day and the very hour when God filled my soul with the holy power. 30 years ago, February the 9th, 1980, I was out in the streets of Gary, Indiana, using drugs and using alcohol. I came home, sat down on the side of my bed. My wife at that time was praying for me. She was filled with the Holy Ghost 1 year ahead of me, and she was praying for me. I came into the bedroom of our home and sat on the edge of the bed. She rose up and pointed her finger at me with a Holy Ghost expression and said, "Jesus wants you. You've been running." Immediately I fell to the floor and I began to cry out, and I cried out all night long. I didn't even know how to pray. I got up on a Monday morning and I went to church on a Monday morning and got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with other tongues 30 years ago. I know who I am. I know him in whom I have believed. And I know where I come from. And I thank God tonight. The challenges of spiritual amnesia. Do you know who you are, brothers and sisters? Do you know what you have? Do you know where you come from? God bless you. I'm through.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoo, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you. God bless you.
Praise.
You say something, man. Thank, come on.
Thank you, Jesus. We hear you, evangelist. Praise God. Whoo, I'm just filled. I am filled, elder people.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Ooh, God is so good. God is so good. I mean, the word of God is just good.
Yes.
You know, and when you were ministering that word, it's the cost, the unseen cost of spiritual amnesia.
Yes.
There's a cost.
Yes.
That we suffer because of spiritual amnesia, because we don't know who we are.
Yes.
We won't do the things that God wants us to do because of fear or
yes.
not knowing who we are.
Yes.
That spiritual amnesia will cause you to not fulfill your purpose.
Yes.
Your reason for being. The whole reason for you being. That spiritual amnesia will affect you. It will affect you, your children, your children's children. Spiritual amnesia. What a powerful word. Powerful word from on high. My God, I had an invite to a church tonight, and I was going to listen to the broadcast on the way. I haven't got out the house. I'm dressed, but I have not got out of the house. I'm praising God for that word and for all that's on the line. If you're on this line, that word was for you. Not knowing who you are, what your abilities are in Christ. The enemy knows who you are, but you don't know. And a lot of times as God bring that word forth through different men and women of God to encourage God's people to fulfill your destiny, to be all that God says that you will be or you are or you can be, because failure is not an option. And how God can take you from Skid Row, my God, and put you in the palace. And when I say the palace, I mean the palace of his kingdom, a place where there's peace, a place where there's fulfillment. So I can go behind that one. that was an awesome word, I'm just blessed that God used you tonight, man of God, and I truly give him the glory for your life and for the sacrifice that you give to God's people. I mean, the time to study and be in preparation for to go forth with the word of God, and how you just go forth with power and authority. And I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm just thinking of all the future plans that God has for you, man of God.
Thank you,
and it was just coming to me as you was ministering the word of God. There's so much that God has in store for you.
I can receive that, my sister.
There's
God
so much.
You.
there's so much that God has in store for you. And because you have even accepted this invitation, and even I heard the Lord said that was a test.
Yes. Yes.
But God said that he's going to show you who he is for the things that you felt could not happen. God's going to just show off. I mean, just really, really show off. Just really, I mean, Evangelist Hannah and I was just so much in agreement, and I told her she took the thought out of my mind as you were going forth. So I just praise God for you, and I don't want to just take up all the time because I know that we have listeners on the line, and I just want to encourage the listeners, you know, when elder people come on and how you come on the line and you get fed, I just want to ask you to be an encouragement to the man of God. You know, if you were at the table and you were eating and you were blessed, I want to ask you to just come forth. I mean, apply that word that God has given you throughout the week. Don't let that word go forth and you did not eat on it. You did not receive it because it was sown just for you. Amen. I'm going to yield the line back to you, Evangelist Hannah.
Glory to God. I just thank God also for the word that went forth tonight. I thank God. I was just, oh, my God. I said, okay, I got to go back and listen to this again. Glory be to God and marinate on that word that you put forth tonight that God put in your belly, man of God.
Thank you, sis. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for any more comments. Is anyone on the line? Can you hear me? Oh, the enemy is real, man. The first he tried to make echoes, man. My phone went out, man. My computer won't unmute the line. Glory to God, but I thank God again for the word that went forth. Hallelujah, Jesus, Elder, Melvin Peoples, the Junior, come on every fourth Friday with a fresh rain of word from the Lord. Glory be to God. And if you have not called on Jesus, so it's your Lord and Savior. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You have to have the peace and the security of Christ and to be able to call on him in the time of need. Glory be to God. And all you have to do, if you know he's been knocking at the door of your heart, just open your heart and let him in. Just say, Jesus, come into my life. Fill me. Forgive me of my sins. I have sinned. By faith, I believe that you died and rose again. I need help. I can't do this on my own. Just invite him into your heart. And my prayer is that he will fill you with the rivers of river water running through your belly, with the evidence of speaking in tongue. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We just praise you and glorify you, God. We just magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. I just cover the men of God in the blood of Jesus. I bind up any backlash or retaliation from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hey, I cover him in the blood. I cover his home in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, his bank account I cover in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, right now, we just in an agreement to arrest any spirit that's on assignment against the man of God. Hey, we thank you, Lord God, for your warfare and angels going forth on his behalf in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening doors for the man of God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, as you prepare him for the end time to go forth, Lord God, and tell the people the truth of God. Hey, catch that. We thank him for
in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, hey, God, we see you, God. We magnify you, glorify you, God. Truly, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, God. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Elder, if you have any last comments, you can make them now.
Yes, since I want to thank you once again for the opportunity to share in the word of the Lord. God is good. I just love doing what he gave me to do, you know, looking for doors to open and ways to be made, you know. And I just thank God for you all. You're doing a great work. Just keep me in your prayers, you know, that I can maintain the humble disposition and do what God will have me to do, you know, because in these end times we just need to be committed to do what God has given us to do.
Glory to God. And again, I thank God for everyone that has called in. I apologize that I cannot open up the lines, but I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone that's over the internet. Glory be to God. And we thank you, Kingdom Builders International. Just thank God for you calling in and just marinate on that word. You can go back into the on demand, which is the archive. You can listen to it again. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family about the powerful word that went forth tonight. Glory be to God. Prophetess, do you have any more comments?
Yes, just in closing, I want to just encourage the listeners. We're going to be getting with Elder Peoples to try to sponsor maybe a live broadcast. And so we want to encourage you that if you are blessed tonight, get prepared, because we're putting something together so that we can actually embrace Elder Peoples. So I just want you to know, being on this line, and I know you've been encouraged, because I have certainly been encouraged, and those that call and say that you've been encouraged, I just want to give you an opportunity to be blessed even more. So we're putting something together before the summer is out, before the end of the summer. So I just want to encourage you. This table is prepared so that each and every one of us can go higher in God. And when God say kingdom building, that's what it's about, being built up, being encouraged, so that you can not have spiritual amnesia, so that you will know exactly what you need to be doing, and you will perfect it as you're doing it, and you're faithful to the assignment. And a lot of times God allow us to get an assignment so we'll handle it as God have allowed us to handle it. Sometimes we start assignments and we don't complete them. And those assignments are required to be completed so we can get to the next assignment. So I just want to encourage everyone that God is moving by his Spirit in this season. And literally when we were on our way to church the other night, God allowed me to see a dipper where he had, but it was an arm in the sky as a dipper that was picking up God's people. And the revelation came to me that those that have been downtrodden, those that have been going through, that this is the season to be in place, because God is elevating his people to the place that he have ordained them to be in. So I just want to encourage you to be faithful to whatever God have assigned you to do. Be faithful. Be faithful. Because God is raising up one, as he said he would. He'll bring down one and raise up another. And this is the season that we're in. So I encourage you to be the one that I saw in that dipper being raised up. And God can bless whomever he pleased to bless. And that's the word that I wanted to give those that's on this line tonight. Be encouraged and remember that failure is not an option, but we must be in place. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. And again, Kingdom Builders International, thank you. And you continue to have a blessed evening. Glory to God.
Amen. Have a blessed evening, elder people.
Thank you, sis, for everything. God bless you all. Love you much.
We love you even more. God bless you, too.
God bless you. Have a good evening.
Amen. You too.